What's up, capitalists? It's Nate Houseman, your intrepid guide to the 21st century, and tonight we're going to talk about the economy. Believe it or not, Joe Biden said something right last week. So we're going to talk about inflation, we're going to talk about gas prices, who's actually to blame for all this nonsense, and how Bitcoin and other investments can help you stay afloat in these crazy times. So if you find this content valuable, please share it. Click the like button and subscribe to the program, whether you're watching this on YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, or on the podcast platforms. Do yourself a favor and do me a favor. Do everyone a favor and spread the word. So, inflation. From last week on Breitbart, most Americans blame Biden, not Russia, for rampant inflation in the United States. And they're close, but we're going to find out who's really involved later. Most Americans blame squatter Joe Biden, not Russia's invasion of Ukraine, for rampant inflation plaguing the U.S., a Convention of States Action Trafalgar Group survey released last Tuesday. This would have been May 31st. Most respondents, 59.9%, identified Biden's policies and spending as the leading contributor to rising inflation in the United States, compared to 31.6% who attributed it to the Russia's war with Ukraine. So, opinions are sharply divided along party lines, as most Democrats blame inflation on Russia's war with Ukraine. However, 87% of Republicans and 61.1% of independents disagree. So right now there's a blame game going on. They're blaming Russia. This article from the Daily Mail, the new White House spokesperson, Karine Jean-Pierre, blames inflation on global challenges. Insists Biden understands the struggles of American families. Biden doesn't know what day of the week it is. He doesn't even know what year it is. And points the Trump finger at Trump for leaving economy in crisis. Well, she pointed to external factors, pointed to Putin's Russian invasion of Ukraine, and this article just touches on a lot about gas prices, Joe Biden's approval on economic recovery, 61% disapprove, inflation, 71% disapprove, and gas prices, 72% disapprove. And gas prices have hit another record, $4.92 per gallon. And you gotta wonder, like, is this all planned? Of course it's planned. It's like, how many strange occurrences, how many disasters can happen in 2 years without it being intentional? We've got gas prices, we've got inflation, we've got food processing plants burning up, we've got a baby formula shortage, we've got a supply chain crisis. We've got a real estate bubble. We've got a stock market crash. It's like someone is working behind the scenes. And I do believe Joe Biden actually pointed the finger in the right direction. Joe Biden insists laser focus on reducing inflation while shifting blame to the Federal Reserve. And one of these days, I'm going to do a video on how the Federal Reserve really does have our economy hostage. Squatter Joe Biden met with Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell on Tuesday. This is also from last week. In an attempt to reassure Americans about rising inflation, the resident spoke briefly to reporters at the top of the White House meeting in the Oval Office, reassuring them he was focused on high prices. But prices for everyday items, especially food and groceries, remain stubbornly high, despite Biden's repeated assertion that inflation remains his top economic priority. Quote, "My plan is to address inflation, and it starts with a simple proposition. Respect the Fed. Respect the Fed's independence," Biden said. The White House published an op-ed on inflation with a squatter's byline on it in the Wall Street Journal, repeating many of his old talking points on inflation before his meeting with Powell. End quote. The Federal Reserve has a primary responsibility to control inflation, he wrote. Biden also blamed inflation on the coronavirus pandemic and Russia's President Vladimir Putin, but stubbornly refuses to acknowledge his enormous domestic spending priorities. So, I mean, just think about it. Who prints the money? The Treasury does, and they do that at the direction of the Federal Reserve. You know, the whole reason the market's tanking, the markets are tanking is because the Federal Reserve is saying they're going to raise interest rates and try to halt inflation. Everyone's listening to the Fed. It's probably the Fed who's got their hands around the neck of the economy. So, they've got their hands around the necks of so many politicians. You know, the way everyone's just scrambling to make a living is in just running on the hamster wheel of debt and bills. That's really a feature or a function of the Federal Reserve's debt, you know, process, their debt scheme. So now there are ways to deal with this, and the best way is to like put your money in assets. And I've got my assets are greater than money t-shirt on, and you can get one of these t-shirts at my online merch store. There's a link in the description. Let's look at some of the best inflation hedges to protect your investments in 2022. This is from moneycrashers.com, and it's just, you know, good old list article. And they list precious metals like gold, silver, and platinum. Commodities, this would be like agricultural products, building materials, and energy like oil and natural gas. And since, you know, gas prices are going up so high anyway, you might as well take part. You know, I'm gonna mention a couple platforms where you can invest in certain things and might as well take advantage. Their stocks. Some stocks are better than others. We're learning that a lot of tech stocks, you know, the big tech like Google, Facebook, Amazon, they've been artificially propped up by a lot of crazy shenanigans, so they're dropping like a rock. Other stocks like retail, energy, manufacturing, they're choppy. They're trading sideways. So don't listen to me for financial advice except my suggestion that you dollar cost average. If a asset is trading sideways, it's a good time to accumulate. So just take part of your, you know, earnings every week or with every pay stub and just put a little bit into an asset. There's also real estate. It's their company is called REITs, REITs, a real estate investment trust, where you can like buy into those and invest in properties like apartment complexes and commercial properties and things like that. So I have I mixed feelings about, you know, investing in real estate because that's driving up the cost of living for a lot of people around the country, but it might be a similar situation as gas prices. Like we're all hurting with gas prices. So, you know, if you feel strongly about, you know, real estate or gas, maybe invest in them just to take the pressure off for yourself. Get in on it. Treasury inflation protected securities, exchange traded funds are a type of bucket investment, meaning fund managers pool investment dollars from a large crowd of investors. They then use the money to purchase shares of stock or other assets in accordance with the fund's prospectus. So it's like a grab bag, just a little bit of everything. And mutual funds are like ETFs for the most part. They solicit investments from the investing community to use the money to buy assets in accordance with their prospectus. So there's, and the article also mentions cryptocurrencies. And you gotta be careful with crypto. You know, I'm a big Bitcoin fan, as you know, I talk about Bitcoin a lot on my blog, but a lot of the others are just like, are just scummy, scammy, you know, pumping up schemes. There was the huge crash with the Luna token and its UST stablecoin in the last couple weeks. You gotta be very careful. Just, I suggest you stick with the ones that are tried and true, like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Cardano. Not financial advice, that's just what, you know, I do personally. Bitcoin being the big one of all. Bitcoin is like digital gold. So it's like you it's like an asset that you invest in digitally and that runs on computers all around the world. It's not controlled by any single person or organization, like say a corporation is or a company stock. It's decentralized, and we like decentralization. So, and now a couple of places where you can buy Bitcoin and crypto and even gold and silver and commodities. This website doesn't like my Brave browser for some reason, but one of my favorite, you know, platforms to buy and sell crypto is Uphold. And they do partner with the Brave internet browser. Uphold makes it really simple. You can log in, connect your bank account, and buy as little or as much, you know, Bitcoin as you want, depending on, you know, based on your country's currency. So say you want to buy $50 worth of Bitcoin in 1 week. You can specify that. It also offers equities like fractional shares of like different stocks, metals, gold, silver, platinum. And you can even get a debit card. So you can even get a debit card, and you know, whenever you want, you can sell your Bitcoin back into US dollars or whatever currency is in your country and use it on your debit card. So Bitcoin and the Uphold platform has got me very far in this whole economic crisis. You know, I have a gig economy job delivering groceries, and you might wonder, why the hell would I do that? Well, I do like being my own boss, and this gives me a nice cushion. It's a nice hedge against inflation. Another nice hedge against inflation, an additional source of income, is this other platform, Prime XBT, and I just joined them recently. It's more advanced than Uphold. It's like a more fully fledged trading platform. Now, what's nice about Prime XBT, it's got a lot bigger range of cryptocurrencies and stocks, and even commodities and stock indexes and forex as well. So if you're interested in trading other currencies, you can do that on Prime XBT. And one of the cool things that this platform offers is copy trading. So I signed up with the copy trading, and you're just going to make trades buying and selling based on what someone else does, someone with more experience and has a pretty good, you know, user rating from other users of the platform. So that's kind of a way to make when you're in your sleep and have something in addition to whatever job or business you're conducting. So I've got referral links in the description for these as well. So click on these. You can help yourself, and I'll also get a little commission to support the program. Yeah, go do yourself a favor. Now, let's look at some commodity prices. This is on Bloomberg, and websites like Bloomberg and CNBC.com, I think they're only good for their stock, for their tickers and their prices, because this is just factual information. You got to kind of pick and choose what you listen to them for, what you pay attention with them. So energy looks like oil and gas are kind of mixed right now. Gold is up. Silver is up, copper is up, platinum is slightly down, in the agriculture markets, corn and cotton and cattle are all up. Wheat and cocoa are down. So that's a mixed bag. But definitely use Primex VT to invest in some of these commodities. And looking at Bitcoin news, this is from Zero Hedge. Bitcoin soars back from overnight plunge as Citadel Virtue signal. No, Citadel and Virtue signal a hedge fund trading platform move to crypto. So Bitcoin has been trading sideways for the last several weeks. It's been kind of stuck in this range between 27,000 and 31,000, 32,000. So, and that might be because of, you know, buying and selling by the big, you know, institutions. A lot of times, bulls and bears do their tug of war, but what the whales, like the big banks and the big hedge funds, they might decide, be the really the ones who decide whether an asset price goes up and down. They might buy and sell as they choose. But when it's down like this, now's the time to accumulate. So, and this article says that Bitcoin is going back up again as of June 7th, 2022. And it does talk about a couple big hedge funds are building a cryptocurrency trading platform along with retail brokerages Fidelity and Charles Schwab. So more and more financial institutions are getting interested in cryptocurrency. They are, it's becoming more mainstream. So that's a sign to take it seriously. Something else to take seriously is this article is a little contradictory of the last article we saw, but $4.86 per gallon for the first time ever in US. And a lot of people say, oh, it's the fuel companies who are gouging people. Well, several weeks ago, Senator Josh Hawley laid out the evidence that this is the deep state's fault. And it's not just the deep state in America. It's, you know, it's a problem in other countries too, like in Europe, Latin America. Senator Hawley, he was questioning the Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, and he summed up the whole thing in a tweet as soon as this displays, I'll read it. Biden canceled the Keystone Pipeline. He halted oil and gas leases in the U.S. He imposed new regulations on energy production and cut off support for fossil fuels. So this article was originally on townhall.com. I shared it on my own website with my little meme commentary. But you're welcome to click on the link to my blog and read it yourself. But the fact that the deep state, the government, the banking cabal can control the economy in such a way, it just proves the whole fiscal conservative movement right. It proves President Trump right. President Trump in his first term slashed so many regulations, and we had the best economy of our lives, probably the best economy in human history. Regulation, government control is the doom of a national economy. And we're seeing that right now. The good thing, though, is we can see it plain as day now. You know, the powers that be, they would love to hide behind some crisis like COVID, but we have the vaccine. So that's the cover story's gone. People are angling for war, but our government's, our military is not really touching the Ukraine crisis right now. So a lot of things are out in the open. And believe it or not, this is actually a good sign. The fact that the powers of be are so rash and reckless and ruthless in their corruption, it means they're actually desperate. I say this all the time. The good guys are winning. We just got to endure dollar cost average while things are tough. And once we get out of this, we're going to be better off than ever. we're going to have a new monetary system. We'll probably go back to either, we'll probably go back to gold or silver, or we might go to Bitcoin. But accumulate these assets while we're trudging through this, and you'll be a lot better off. So I will let you go. I'm Nate Houseman. Like I said, if you like this content, share it, give me a thumbs up, and subscribe. And I just wanted to let you know, it's okay to stand up for yourself. Have a good one.